Bringing the Outside In: How Biophilic Design Changes the Way a Home Feels. There's a reason certain spaces feel immediately right the moment you walk into them. Natural light lands well, the materials feel honest, there's something alive in the room. This is biophilic design, and it's less a trend than a response to something fundamental about how people are built. Humans spent most of their evolutionary history outdoors, and modern urban life has compressed that exposure dramatically. Research shows that limited contact with natural light, materials, and living systems contributes to elevated stress and disrupted sleep. Biophilic design addresses this by reintroducing the sensory qualities of the natural world in ways a built environment can actually support. 1. Natural light as the foundation. Natural light has the most direct effect on how a space feels. It regulates circadian rhythms, affects mood and energy, and changes how every other element in a room reads. Maximizing it should be the first priority in any renovation or redesign. In practice, this means removing heavy window treatments, choosing light-colored surfaces that distribute illumination rather than absorb it, and using mirrors to extend daylight deeper into a room. In Manhattan apartments where window placement is fixed and views are often blocked by neighboring buildings, these choices carry more weight than they would in spaces with more generous natural light. When daylight is genuinely limited, full-spectrum LED systems that shift color temperature across the day offer a meaningful alternative. Many New York interior projects now use automated lighting systems that adjust with the time of day, providing cooler light during working hours and warmer tones in the evening. This approximates the natural cues that flat artificial lighting eliminates. One practical note for Manhattan residents: skylights and light tubes come up in biophilic design conversations, and in a freestanding townhouse or a top floor apartment with roof access, they may be worth exploring. In most co-op and condo buildings, the permits, board approval, and structural considerations make them effectively inaccessible. The effort is better spent on what the existing windows can do. 2. Living plants for health and style. Living plants are the most immediate change available and one of the most cost-effective. They improve air quality, add humidity in the dry conditions Manhattan apartments develop in winter, and bring a quality to a room that objects simply don't have. One large plant does more for a space than many small ones scattered without intention. A fiddle-leaf fig, a bird of paradise, or an olive tree anchors a room in a way that's hard to replicate with furniture or art. Smaller plants work well in specific zones, herbs on a kitchen windowsill, low-light varieties grouped in a bathroom, but as a considered cluster rather than a random accumulation. Low-light species deserve more attention than they typically get. Snake plants, pothos, and ZZ plants thrive in the north-facing and interior rooms common in Manhattan buildings. In a full interior design service. Now, plant choices are tailored to the space's style, maintenance needs, and actual light conditions. The difference between something that stays alive and something that needs replacing every few months. Living walls come up often in biophilic design references. In Manhattan apartments and co-ops, the moisture they generate creates real risk of mold in older building materials. And many buildings restrict modifications that introduce sustained humidity to shared walls. Large statement plants achieve most of the same goals without the installation complexity. 3. Natural materials, textures, and patterns. Real wood, natural stone, linen, wool, clay, and plaster each have qualities that synthetic versions approach but don't match. They change with light, age with character, and make a room feel genuinely inhabited rather than assembled. In Manhattan kitchens and bathrooms, natural stone is one of the most impactful choices available. Marble, limestone, and travertine bring variation and depth that ceramic approximations don't achieve. Wood appears in live-edge dining tables, reclaimed hardwood floors, and accent walls that highlight grain patterns. Reclaimed wood fits particularly well in New York's pre-war buildings, acknowledging the history of the structure rather than covering it over. In bathroom and bedroom design, these elements help create restorative retreats. Natural stone shower surrounds, wooden vanities, and earth-toned walls that evoke a calmer, more grounded environment. Water features work differently in Manhattan apartments than in houses. A small tabletop fountain is straightforward. Anything connected to the building's plumbing or adding sustained water load to a floor structure needs careful assessment and, in most co-ops and condos, board approval. The potential impact on the unit below is a real consideration in any high-rise building. Core biophilic elements: light, maximizing natural light, and using full-spectrum simulation when daylight is limited. greenery, integrating living plants suited to the actual conditions of the space. Materials, using natural textures like wood, stone, linen, and clay over synthetic alternatives. Practical fit, choosing changes the building permits and the occupant can sustain. What is biophilic design, and is it more than adding houseplants? It's the intentional integration of natural elements into built environments to support well-being. Plants are one part of it, but the concept covers how natural light moves through a space, the tactile qualities of materials used throughout, and how fully a space engages the senses. A well-executed biophilic interior might have no visible plants at all, and still achieve its goals through material selection and lighting design. Which natural materials work best in Manhattan apartments? Oak, walnut, and reclaimed hardwoods bring warmth and grain variation. Travertine, limestone, and marble work well in kitchens and bathrooms. Linen and wool for upholstery and drapery, clay and lime wash as wall finishes, all contribute without requiring structural changes. The consistent principle is to choose materials that age well and develop character over time. Can biophilic design work in a small apartment? Often better than in larger spaces. Restraint in material selection, careful attention to light, and a few well-chosen plants tend to make small rooms feel calmer. A single large plant does more than several small ones. Mirrors and light-colored surfaces make the space feel larger. The discipline required is higher in a smaller footprint, but the results tend to be proportionally satisfying. Are living walls practical in NYC apartments? In most Manhattan co-ops and condos, the moisture they generate creates real risk of mold and often conflicts with building rules around shared walls. In a townhouse or a building with more flexible alteration rules, it's more feasible. In most apartment contexts, large statement plants get you most of the way there without the complications. How do I maximize natural light in an apartment with limited windows? Remove anything blocking incoming light first. Heavy curtains and furniture positioned in front of windows reduce the effective light in a room more than most people realize. Use mirrors on walls that face windows. Choose lighter surfaces for floors and walls. In north-facing rooms with limited direct sun, full-spectrum LED lighting that shifts color temperature across the day makes a real functional difference. What's the single most impactful change for introducing biophilic design? Start with the light. After that, introduce a natural material in the surface you interact with most, a wood floor, a stone countertop, a linen sofa. Then add one plant that will genuinely thrive in the specific conditions of the space. Those three changes made with real intention do more than a complete redesign built on materials that only approximate the natural world.